Another area in intra-professional relationships. If a patient decides to go to another chiropractor, you should graciously assist in the transition. You may be upset, irritated that you're losing a patient, but you know, I've told students for years, if you're going to be upset every time you lose a patient, get ready for a life of turmoil because it gets rough. You will lose patients. Patients will leave your care for a variety of reasons, some of which have to do with personal matters and others have nothing to do with anything. Patients will do what they wish to do. We assist them in doing it. You know, if a patient leaves you because they don't like the way you adjust, you just have to accept that you don't satisfy everybody. Nobody does. They may find another chiropractor who they love the way they adjust, and you may think that chiropractor is the most incompetent boob in the profession. But, you know, somebody likes them. So your obligation here is to just be gracious, turn the x-rays over. You don't badmouth the other chiropractor to the patient. You don't say to the patient, this guy's an incompetent slob. I wouldn't send my dog to him for care. You know, that's just not appropriate. You keep your mouth shut, you transfer the records, and get a new patient. If a patient wants to transfer to you from another chiropractor, a little protocol would be that, I think it's a good protocol, is that if a patient wants to come to you from another chiropractor, I would say to the patient, you know, it's important that you tell your old chiropractor that you're coming to me. It's important that you sever that doctor-patient relationship there, that you terminate it. You may do it on the phone, you may do it in writing, you don't have to go face the person if you're afraid, but do them the courtesy of telling them that you're going to be going to another chiropractor. And it's just a courtesy situation, so that somebody doesn't think that a patient is still their patient, they just haven't been in for a while, when in fact they've been going to another chiropractor for some time. That's just sort of a courtesy arrangement. How about solicitation of other chiropractors' patients? We just say that it's improper to solicit a patient who is already involved in a doctor-patient relationship with another chiropractor. You, if you are doing some activity for getting new patients, for example, if you're doing a spinal checkup at the mall, or if you're doing a if you're at the county fair and you have a booth and you're checking spines, or if you're involved in some sort of activity where you're soliciting patients, you're trying to get new patients, and a person reveals to you that they are already the patient of another chiropractor, then you stop your solicitation activities at that point, as far as that patient's concerned. Don't try to hustle a patient from another chiropractor. If somebody reveals to you that, oh, I'm a patient of Dr. Jones, then, you know, probably the best thing you can say is, oh, I'm delighted that you're under chiropractic care. Good work. Keep it up. And if a patient wants to ask questions about how you take care of patients, what kind of methods you use, what kind of techniques, what your fees are, how you practice, you know, if they want to ask you questions, then they may do that. But you don't solicit by offering information to somebody you already know is a patient of another chiropractor. If the patient pursues a new relationship with you, you may answer questions about how you practice, what your fees are, how you adjust, what your techniques and what your methods are. You certainly may do that, but you don't actively solicit any patient of another chiropractor. That's considered unethical, improper. If a patient insists on leaving another chiropractor and coming to you, I would insist that the patient tell their old chiropractor, and that they let the old chiropractor know that they made the decision, that the decision was a patient-driven decision, not a doctor-driven decision. But it is improper to solicit the patients of other chiropractors, even if you don't like that chiropractor. The best thing you can say when a patient says, I'm a patient of Dr. So-and-so, is you say, I'm glad you're under chiropractic care, okay, and keep quiet. One of our other obligations is not to tear down our own profession by tearing down other chiropractors. We may have chiropractors that we disagree with about methods, about philosophy, and about lots of things. But the best thing we can do as far as the public is concerned is just sort of maintain a united front. Don't badmouth the other chiropractor because they have a different philosophy or came from a different school or practice a different method than you do. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all is probably the best advice. So, you know, courtesy within the profession and across the professions is important. And so we maintain professional courtesy. We just don't badmouth other chiropractors. I said the words professional courtesy. Those words are taken in a different meaning, as well as, you know, the original intent of the word being courteous to each other. There's a term called professional courtesy, which has a little different meaning. Professional courtesy generally means that we would provide care for other professionals, okay, probably other chiropractors for sure, that we would provide care for them without charge. That we as chiropractors would take care of other chiropractors and not charge them. That is called professional courtesy, that we provide care without charge. Some people extend that to the immediate families of other chiropractors, that I would take care of chiropractors and their immediate families without charge. How extended you want to get in terms of that family relationship is totally up to you. You may take care of a chiropractor, his spouse, his children, without care, without charge, I mean. If you want to extend that to their parents, to their in-laws, their brother-in-law, sister-in-law, cousins, that's up to you. You certainly have no obligation to do that. But we generally, within the professions, we sort of take care of each other without charge. So if a chiropractor wants to be your patient, you give them the best possible care you can, and you generally don't charge them. Now, if another healthcare provider, like another chiropractor, has healthcare insurance that might cover chiropractic, what you may do is accept what the insurance pays and not charge the patient any deductible or remainder amount as a courtesy. It's totally up to you whether you want to engage in professional courtesy or not. There's no, you know, absolute legal obligation. Again, this is just sort of a tradition that we have, that we take care of other chiropractors. Lots of chiropractors extend this professional courtesy across professional lines and take care of medical doctors or dentists, even nurses, other healthcare providers without charge. Totally up to you. There's no legal obligation to do so. It's just a courtesy thing. Some chiropractors that I know take care of ministers, rabbis, priests, without charge. It's sort of an interprofessional courtesy, saying that we will provide chiropractic care for other healthcare fields without charge. Totally up to you whether you do that. I know chiropractors who take care of policemen without charge, saying that's my little service to the community. I'll take care of policemen because we know they don't make a lot of money and they're under a lot of stress. They need chiropractic services, so we will provide it without charge as just a courtesy to the policeman. You have no legal obligation to do that. It's just, if you choose to do it, it's a courtesy. So professional courtesy means taking care of another healthcare provider, not charging them.